You know, the thing about adversity is when it shows up, you just have to keep on going. I mean, every single life that you live, resurrection that you happen to slip into because you're an adventurer, it brings you down just a little bit, but you have to look past that. People are counting on us. People are counting on you, good listener. Because if you're not here to tell the tale, if you're not here to fight the fight, then how the hell can the rest of us get out of the dungeon? Yes, you're listening to Dungeonetics. Pretty sweet, huh? Cool. Now shut up. Let me record this thing. Let's see. Last time you left us, we were preparing for a dinner party. A dinner party at the Wright Residence, a main clothing distributor here in Haven. You know, we were dressed up in our best. We were given free clothes. Things just made a turn for the worse. Let's see. We don't have that acquired taste of a demon. We don't eat babies, but we did. Anyway, thank you and welcome once again to Lord Albert Shaw, Mark Etziotori, Kazaa Kingsley, and me, Chester Winterbottom, as we slash, hack, and kill our way through everything that stands in front of us. Dungeon.
Madness.
Is that a d20?
Yeah.
I'm going crazy.
It's intelligence or wisdom? Already.
Wisdom. Plus what? What are we? Plus intelligence?
Plus the wisdom.
Plus so wisdom?
21.
I got 19.
I got a 12.
6.
24.
I got 19.
What is your wisdom?
0.
So basically, you
as
fail,
always, we both
and you start
vomiting.
You start vomiting. However, so does Hutzel. Which actually removes the poison that he got from the wine.
Good.
Okay, good.
So he won't be taking any more poison damage.
Thank you.
Everyone roll initiative, and the two of you are stunned for the first turn.
Wait a minute. Awesome. I have poison magic though. Does that mean I can...
You can make poisons, not...
Oh.
Dang it. 18. Oh, 3.
Yes, this plus dice rules.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah.
I have no initiative bonuses.
No, not with your sword. Your sword saps your.
I have 11.
I told you it makes you slower. 11 for Miles.
23.
23 for Kazaa. And how many for Shaw?
3. That was my initiative.
I got 17.
You're dead by the time this is over.
Hutzel, I'll
give you that first one. You know what? I can cure you. I can give you.
No, I spit up the poison.
Yeah, but we're down for a round.
Every single person. Well, I only lost my hit points.
Save it.
I told you this was a terrible town.
Oh, everyone wants to kill
us. The show's bad, and so is this town.
Oh, God. The act is terrible.
Told you.
And
nothing works the left.
Also, over. At this moment, none of you are wearing armor, so your AC is only your AC with your dexterity.
Where's my pencil?
So, do we escape to try and retrieve our armor, or do we take this guy out right here now?
How are we gonna go get
ring
our
a
armor?
Ram? Can I ring a ram him? Kazaa is the first one to go. However, you are vomiting human remains out of your mouth.
That's disgusting.
Barf in his general direction, Brian.
Can I barf at him,
Chester? It is you.
Projectile bomb right at this guy.
My vomit just grows arms.
I'm starting to wonder, does it really, we're not going to get poison anymore, so I really don't have to cast. Oh, can I power up? Now I'm going to power up my shillelagh.
All I have is.
Alright. You basically just sit there, you slam your staff down, and it starts glowing white.
Are you going to travel to a different level?
Oh, gosh.
Minor action, can I. Get to the,
it's shillelagh. It's like
I'm going to move toward the kitchen entrance.
You move towards the kitchen entrance.
Mario.
Alright, as you do that, you see...
It's what shillelagh is.
You see magic Esmond, whistle. Like, his body starts, like, shriveling...
It's an Irish magic whistle.
...before
it's
your eyes.
Looks like a big
and you see, like, his body start, like, hunching over, and you can see his bones kind of twist.
Trying to hear.
And you see, like, his skin gets stretched over his bones. Oh. And, like, you see this, like, kind of, like...
What happened when you get angry?
Cratch out with this nasty-looking...
What? Is he a lizard?
He... I wish I had my armor.
Well, you wanted to come to this party.
It'll be okay.
Don't worry. Winterbottom and I will save you.
He goes over to the hacking and coughing lord of
Team Blue Bottom Meta. Team Cover Bottom.
What's your dexterity?
I got a plus two bonus.
So you're 12 AC. Wow, he actually missed you.
Wow. I don't know, he missed the guy vomiting and bleeding. Guy bleeding out of his eyes.
It's like you're just like coughing and like trying to push him away from you at the same time. As he's got like these like hooked claws and he's trying
vomit.
To slide.
He slips in your vomit and falls in the back.
All right, now it's Miles.
Ring of Ram!
You're gonna use Ring of Ram on him? How many?
Oh my God! I can't use a dagger.
Why not?
Because we have to get close to him.
He's
very scary.
He's a lizard.
He's a lizard.
There's also the other four people that are also just staring at you.
Well, they're just cannibals.
They better not.
So, John,
find young cannibals.
When he metamorphosed, he looks similar to a lizard now, or describe it to me.
No, his skin is almost like chitin of like insects. It's like plated now.
So he's like a giant bug?
Kind of like a bony bug.
Really?
It's kind of like interesting.
With like Men in Black. A scorpion-like tail. And
scorpions
what are you gonna
poison though?
I'm gonna use assassinate on one of the four people that are staring at me.
They haven't moved yet?
Yes, I have a feeling you're trying to deploy me into something, but I'm going to go for a whole different area.
So you basically just get up from your chair, and just the person sitting next to you, you just go, you go for the gold.
Are you fucking kidding me? You just killed an innocent.
They're not innocent. Trust me. When John says, you're just going to let the four people around you just not do anything, that means John has something coming up his sleeve, where it's going to be like, and then the four people's skin tears off, they turn into
you
dragons.
Killed one?
And then they start eating you, and they, like, one of them picks you up by your toes and twirls you around like a
piñata. Well, you better not kill
Albert Shaw through a window.
What if you kill the girl?
What?
Which one are you aiming for?
I don't know. Who's
remember, there's the two brothers, the bachelorette.
Not the bachelorette.
Go, the
worthless guy.
Go for the worthless guy. Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, the worthless guy. I'm going to go for the worthless guy.
This cannot be good.
Well, what do you think? Do you think I should do that, or should I go for the other guy?
Well, I feel like you're right.
He has not taken a turn yet, so you get advantage on your roll. So roll it.
Hold on, should I do it?
Do it!
This is really bad. I know it is. This is going to be really funny.
Yeah. I just have a bad feeling.
Get on your bike and roll.
Could backfire later on. Especially the guy with money.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Just roll twice.
Well, don't worry. Shut down.
Mark just will assume his identity.
I'll assume his identity. And then I'll become him.
Yeah, who are you gonna be?
Mark's like every merchant in town, he just changes his tag.
Yeah, I just got like a different hat and a different mustache.
Oh, he's wearing a bowler. Oh.
Five.
Plus. All right, roll again. You have advantage.
10.
Plus
8.
That definitely hits. Okay.
2.
That's plus not 6. D6. 8.
1d4 plus 6.
Okay.
Plus 3d6.
Yes.
Let's watch the mana work.
Oh, nice.
11.
Thank 19.
You. Yes, 19. Fuck that motherfucker up.
Nice.
That guy's not going to be
destroyed right, innocent life. How do you feel?
I'm a rogue. This is what I do.
You turn around. You punch the dagger right into his throat. And you can see he's kind of like smiles as his like lips kind of fall away. And you see like this heat raise up from his skin and his skin just kind of melts away.
See?
And he just looks like this like kind of like an undead zombie.
They're
with
not
flame
real.
Coming out of the crack.
They're all zombies!
And you see the same thing happen to the other three people at
see?
The table.
I have pushed the button.
But did you kill one of them at least? Or not?
No, I just jabbed him in the neck. You have to pop him in the brain.
Yeah, you do. You gotta pop him in the brain.
Yeah, double
You're
tap.
Right.
Double tap.
Always double tap.
Always double tap. Rule number 36.
36, or whatever rule that is.
I think it's from Zombieland. I think it's
Zombieland.
Always double tap.
We need to establish if we're gonna stay and fight or run like sissies.
No. We can't run.
We're fighting.
I don't have armor.
You have things! We will take care of it!
I have my crown and my sword, that's it.
You have a sword, you can
Why did you bring your crown?
Are you kidding me?
Because it can heal me, genius.
Then the charges, so you can crit.
Okay, I thought you just brought like your regular crown.
No.
Like,
that is my regular crown.
Can you throw it like, a, like a frisbee and
what
trap
am,
my
what
fence?
Am I, Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman!
All right. They got to
move my horse out back.
How does he do that?
One of them hits Brian for 10 points of damage.
Oh, you're getting fucked up.
Brian's turn.
Well, no,
it goes to, yep, to the top of the order.
I'm 20.
And Kazaa, you stop vomiting.
Oh, Jesus, thank God.
Do it, man.
My stomach
so
hurts.
There's the big guy that's got like bony skin with a scorpion tail, and there's the other three that kind of look like flaming zombies. Like the fire is coming from inside them. They're not on fire.
Who?
It's like their insides are flaming.
Use your.
Yeah, but right now I want to know who's closest to being in danger. Is I don't want. You want to attack Hustle.
I didn't take that much damage.
Yeah, but he's near Hustle, right? Like.
I'm fine.
Maybe I should go for that the guy near Hustle.
Well, here's my idea.
What?
Three of them are flaming, so they've got to be weak against cold. Is Cone of Cold and Ice, like, an area effect? Or how, what's the... I mean, I'm guessing it's a cone?
Artistic assistant.
I heard.
Can you bring me a pad of paper, please?
I have an Ice Storm, too, but we don't want that. Cone of Cold I could use... All right, well, I got four little guys. Yeah, if I can have four little guys...
Then we can just focus on the head honcho.
I don't think you're salty, but you should get caught in the cheese factory.
I'm going for four little guys.
That's the idea.
Okay, you don't, roll 68.
What is a
point?
Hustle,
dice me.
Hold on, I had 12 beans.
Roll that six times.
All right, here we go.
Last year, I did a show with the wine tasting. Eight. 12 beans and we went up.
Five.
Are you writing this down? Eight, five.
Five. It's 18.
Three. Eight.
That's a lot of math going on here.
One. Is that six times?
Yes. So,
we're
doing
the document.
8, 5,
5, 3, 8,
10,
18, 19, 20, 21.
That's number one.
And
Yahtzee!
29.
29 points of damage?
Yep.
Woo!
That's a lot of damage. He dodges it, and everything's fine. He's fine.
Double check, though. Sure.
Double check your math. One, carry the six.
That's actually 30.
Oh, ooh. Sorry, it's off by one. 30.
Well, there you go. James, did you hear me?
Did you call me James?
James, yeah.
It's fine, just draw on the back of
it. I don't want to draw on the back. There's going to be more diagrams I need to draw later
can
on.
Can you use the back of the...
No, I can't. I don't want to harm John's very well put together glossary. That's for educational purposes only, not for drawing and doodling.
Can you use...
I'm already using this. I have... I need...
Okay. Paper. You unleash your cone...
Cone
the guy that he hit,
yeah,
he kind of like, he kind of ducks a little, but your magic kind of goes right around Mark anyway, and it just, the guy you stabbed is now just frozen solid. The other guys look very injured, and they're just like frost along their skin, but they're still moving.
You gotta go all the way
nice
around.
Nice job, Brian.
The nice,
long trip,
nice.
The long crazy trip you'd have to go on.
Why, what's he going for?
He was gonna try to go get the paper, but it's too far. Dodge all the cameras.
Just get my iPod so we can find it.
Oh, there he comes.
I'm gonna go again.
Yeah. Our assistant.
Artistic extraordinaire.
And after that, Chester.
I got lead poisoning now. Thanks, Brian.
That's all it took?
Yep, that's it.
Wow, well, that's easy.
He has a weak constitution.
All right, constitution
so did you hear, John?
To...
I went around you. I got one guy frozen, and the other three just have a frost.
He's just
like
frozen
skin.
Solid. The other three are like their skin looks
so
like
who's up
frost
next?
Along it, but they're still moving. But they're
a big
flesh
table.
Like very
good. I'm gonna take out the one that's attacking.
Bug
the
boy.
Frozen one. The
okay.
frozen one.
Oh, is he frozen?
He's frozen solid.
We can just knock
that's the one that attacked him.
But we can knock off the head and just call it a day with that guy.
Yeah, my attack. Yeah.
Bug
you
boy.
Know, let's attack Mr. Scorpion.
Okay.
I'm just gonna come in there with the shillelagh and kind of do I get the staff striking. I can use the shillelagh.
Yeah, you can use
striking.
The charges if you want.
Okay. I'm gonna roll a d20 to see if I hit. I get plus 7 to attack off of that. Plus, does that count for attack?
No, it's just whatever
that?
You're about.
Gotcha. 11 plus 7 is an 18.
That hits.
Hey.
How many charges are you using from the staff of striking? You can use up to 3 in each hit.
3 in each hit? 3.
Alright. So that would be
a lot of 2d8
dice rolls. Plus 5 plus 3d6.
Oh, Jesus. 3.
That's kind of cool.
8. That's 11 plus the 5.
Good idea.
16?
Yep. Plus these guys. That's a 6, a 4, and a 6. So that's 12, 13, 14, 16.
That's 32.
Wow.
You hit him. You hit him hard. You can hear the bone, that the plate that you hit, crack. And he does not look heavy. And since it's his turn, now...
Don't mess with the shillelagh of justice.
What is your dexterity?
My dex is 14, so I get a plus 2.
So he slashes you with both claws, doing a total of 13 points of damage. But as he hit you with both claws, his tail comes over his back.
Stabs me in the noggin.
And hooks you with the stinger. For an additional 22 points of damage.
Alright.
And you are now hooked on the hook.
Oh, God. It's like that scene in the second Sherlock Holmes movie. You're just kind of dangling there.
That's 35 points worth of damage there.
Yeah.
And now it is Miles.
I'll dagger him in the head.
Plus
8.
You hit?
Plus 6. 7.
You hit him right through his eye and he just drops dead.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
And then it goes to Shaw.
Alright, so can I try and free Bobby from the scorpion cell without taking an attack of opportunity from the skeletons? Or the lightning zombies?
He's dead.
Or would I...
No, you can...
Alright, I'm gonna see if I can free the druid.
So alright.
I'm attacking the tail. 12 plus 9?
That hits.
Come on, Cha.
9 damage?
Yeah, very unimpressive.
You got his attention, but it's still moving its tail around with Bobby at the end of it.
You're stuck. He's still stuck in the tail.
Bobby's over here, but I'm not.
Okay, so I have nobody.
Well, that's not technical where they are. I'm just saying that's like a general.
Who is near me?
Mapping.
There are. Bobby is on the end of the tail.
Yep.
Two of the remaining little guys are. They look frosted, but they're still moving, and they're attacking Shaw. And Shaw is kind of ignoring them and trying to cut the big guy's tail off.
The frozen guy?
No, the big guy's
tail.
The one that's got Bobby.
Oh, the one's got Bobby.
The ones with the little things over there. Those are the frozen ones. This guy's dead. I killed that one.
This is too chaotic. Because he got he's ignoring. He's being attacked, but he's trying to help you out.
Just take one of the ones that are attacking Jeremy.
Yeah, thing is...
We got to get Jeremy clear so he can go after the big guy.
That's true. And so I get Thunderwave, knock them both down, and...
You might kill them both with Thunderwave.
Yeah, I'm going to go Thunderwave, because let's get these two guys away from Hutzel, or Shaw.
All right, you use the Thunderwave, and you can sculpt it around Hutzel.
Yes.
Now that you're high enough level to do this.
I'd like to do that. Hutzel, dice me.
Dice me.
Dice me, sexy.
Roll that twice.
There we go. 8.
Yay.
8. 16. Yeah. Plus nothing.
Hutzel's kind of ignoring the other ones. You just come over.
Yay.
You take your abyssal staff and you slam it on the ground, and both of the other guys fly against the wall and shatter.
Nice.
Hold on.
That's you kill both of them? Get rid of both of them?
Yes.
And Chester, would you give
me?
I'm gonna pop her in the face. I'm gonna give her a facial, if you know what I mean.
Charisma saving throw.
With my dagger, save. You dirty man.
Oh,
man.
Why God. Is she got sticky lines coming?
Because she's frozen.
Oh, I thought she smells.
8. No. Yeah, because minus 1.
All right, you are completely petrified and are just on the end of the hook, not doing anything, screaming like.
You turn into like something that can't be stuck.
Yeah, but no, there's my action, right?
Yep.
Maybe someone that you can't change to some creature that wouldn't be stuck.
Not when I'm.
He's completely
flipping the fuck.
He's out. Got like a hook in his chest, pinning him in the air as he's bobbing around on a tail.
You've seen Hellraiser.
No.
Oh, dude, you gotta see Hellraiser. It's the best Halloween movie ever.
I don't like scary movies.
He doesn't.
Yeah. He kept his head down during 28 Days Later.
I watched 28 Days Later. 28 Weeks Later like this.
He held my hand.
I'm better. I can do Walking Dead now, and I can do other horror stuff. I'm starting to gradually work my way out of it.
Then it is now. The thing is trying to claw Hutzel to death.
Can I get a turn?
Why is he attacking you?
Why am I taking so long to get a turn?
It is now your turn.
Oh, good.
I do so little damage.
I'm gonna gack
now.
The girl.
That sucks.
She's the only one left.
Yeah, but
right?
You don't really have much right now.
Is the girl next? Oh, the.
You also had two attacks. You know that, right?
I thought that was only against multiple targets, not a single target.
No, it says two attacks.
Oh, well, that would have been nice.
Nice now he knows.
That would have been nice to
and
know.
And Jeremy turns into a reader. There we go.
And so, what is Miles Carver gonna do?
Miles Carver.
You have a petrified dwarf impaled on the tail of a scorpion creature and fighting Hutzel in his fine linens and sword. The wizard's just like fucking throwing things against the wall and fucking
telekinesis boy.
Bitching shit
Carrie.
Up.
Yeah, I'm kicking ass.
Carrie
here.
Over here.
You're too busy.
I just killed the last guy.
Using your southern accent.
I killed it. I killed the other zombie.
Alright, so what are you gonna do?
Let's do it.
There's the Goldworth was frozen solid.
Yes.
Killed Solomon, and the chick and Solomon's brother were just shattered against the wall.
Yeah, I just blew them up.
All right, so I missed that.
You blew them.
Miles.
Gonna have to get in there and stab it.
Wait, I learned dwarf. I didn't know I didn't know that.
Oh, we can talk.
Yeah, we can talk your native language now.
Oh, good. After I get off of this hook.
Yeah, we can talk all we want. Hurry up there.
I'm thinking of what to do.
But there's not much to choose from.
You could potentially blow him back, but you blow him back with the dwarf on the hook.
Go for it. Go for it, dude.
Dwarf.
I can bring him back to life.
Yeah.
You can?
Or, since there's someone already attacking this guy, you can do what thieves normally do and
can I do a sneak attack? That's what I was going to say.
All right.
Plus, once we get out of this, I wonder if all the people outside 18. Are poisoned as well.
Plus 8.
Yeah, we're going to walk up to a... It's 20
right, people.
It's going to be the bread wedding all over again.
It's going to be red wedding.
Plus 3d6.
4.
So that's
plus
10?
6, 10. That's just a disaster.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. Yeah.
14.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So 14
plus 10, 24. Uh-huh, something's about to happen.
You stab it in the back of the head, and the dagger goes right into his skull, but he's still moving. And then we go to.
Am I attached to him now? Because I'm like,
no,
my
you just pull it back out.
Well, that all right. Nothing.
So what'd you do?
Nothing.
No,
he stuck it in his head and it came back out again.
He did damage.
Yeah,
yeah, but not anything of coolness.
But the creature is a little more powerful than...
All right, I'm going to try and strike at the tail again.
All right.
Come on, Shaw. I have faith.
Please, Shaw.
Chop it off.
I have faith.
Do it. Do it.
14 Malish. Plus 9.
That hits.
Free me.
If you want, you can just roll your next attack.
I will.
Roll it.
10 plus 9, that's 9.
Okay, that hits.
Yeah.
Now roll 2d10 and 2d6.
First attack, second attack. What the hell, man? They neutered this class. And double sixes.
Yeah!
Ooh, double sixes, nice. Baby!
Double sixes!
So how much total?
So 17. 10 and then, 17 total.
All right, you slash it into the tail. The tail drops the screaming
dwarf.
The screaming dwarf.
Oh, hey, you're free, buddy.
Yay.
Yay.
Ah!
And then it goes to the wizard.
Get her away. That's your thumb on your shoulder.
Wait, how are you on
not happy.
HP. Well,
happy,
how are
but
you?
Not I'm so 30, happy. But just kill this motherfucker.
All right, so this is the last guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the big... Scorpion Deathmatch guy.
All right. This is it. This is...
I love that band.
Scorpion Deathmatch?
Scorpion
Deathmatch. Pretty good album. It's really awesome.
Well, you can... There's only one way to find
Let's
out.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Cast
see what happens.
Paired
yeah. Acid arrow.
There we go.
Stick your fingers in my pit of acid.
I was thinking Creed all of a sudden. That's all I thought I heard.
Since we broke the edge and I'm up again.
Oh, okay.
What if? What if seven you rolled plus your dice better?
All right, plus eight. That hits.
15.
Nice.
The target immediately takes 3d6 acid damage. So roll that.
3d6.
Three of those.
What if? What if?
Oh. Six.
You
roll
better.
7, 8, 9, 10. 12. 16.
All right.
These are good dice. Well,
six and six
Sean,
is 12.
Sean comes up and knocks the dwarf free. And as you do that, you bring up your staff, and a glob of acid sprays onto the front of the creature's face. And you see its like bony like exterior just melt away. You see his skull exposed. And then you see like the flesh start to come out between his eyes and his mouth. And he just collapses in a heap in front of you.
Nice. Nice.
Big black staff ejaculate over his face.
I bukkakied him.
I
give him a facial.
You feel violated.
Do you feel violated?
This is a very dirty episode.
I need someone to pull this thing out of my chest.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I'll pull it out.
You gonna suck the poison out?
You remove the hook. Yeah, suck the poison out.
Okay.
Want me to suck
do I need
the poison
to patch the wound or anything of that sort? Do I have that time?
No, you don't have that time. You don't have that time to patch that wound, because it's time for an ad drop. Thank you guys very much for listening to Dungeonetics. Just wanted to mention another Dungeons & Dragons podcast out there that just had a season wrap, The Adventure Zone. I don't know if you guys have been listening or even know about it, but the illustrious Taco Merle Hyde Church and Magnus Burnside are reluctant heroes. I don't mind telling you this, but the adventure is so good, it made this dwarf cry. Shut up. Anyway, back to our adventure.
Right now, it seems that it's pretty calm. All you can hear outside the manor is people still like partying and
they're fine.
Should we yell and warn them not to eat anything?
No,
it was just us drinking. That were doing it.
If it was the same poison that we had, it would have hit them already.
Yeah, I don't know. They were trying to kill us.
I'm just saying,
heroes of Blue Meadow.
So, do we take a short rest and then explore the castle, or do we run and tell the constable? I mean, how do you guys want to proceed from this point?
We gotta take him to the doctor.
Yeah, and we should really check in with the council.
We should check
pick
up the druid
pay for this horrific thing. It's just
we should find an arborist, take care of him.
An arborist.
Not a tree.
We gotta take him to a vet too.
Is there anything else you're gonna do?
Here,
HMO.
Loot the room.
I got a terrible issue. Loot the room.
Why not?
Is there any
anything cool in here?
Can I
They're
roll
nobles.
A
this is real
check
silverware.
To see if there's anything of note that he actually has that would link him in with like the Dark One or this.
Are you gonna check the big boss?
Yeah,
dude, you do not have a shield proficiency. You're a wizard.
All right, Hutzel, you found
that's a spell.
A gold music box, which was providing music for you guys.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. It's approximately worth 550 gold pieces.
Oh,
and you found
MP3s.
There was actually
plays all the
next to the display of silverware, because he had silverware that was just displayed in addition to what you were eating up.
You rolled better.
And you found a chest of gold with 1,450
gold
pieces.
You rolled a D12.
Nice. I made out with a bling.
Yeah, you're a bling.
So we just robbed the guy at his party, but you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
We couldn't bring an armor, but we're
I need some restitution here.
If we stand over our shoulders, don't mind us. We're just taking out the garbage.
Men at work.
I'm Charlie Sheen.
This is going back to the kingdom, okay? I got knights to
come from Lando. Gonna take and plunder.
Okay, so then we need to. Do we go straight to the council, or do we take a short rest?
Hey, wait, what'd I
straight
get?
Straight to the council.
What'd I steal?
Don't you need, like...
No, I don't care. Straight to the council.
What'd I steal? Did I steal anything good?
This is way too crazy.
You were not paying attention. Esmond, they did everything, and...
We're talking Esmond, too much.
Esmond was one of the leading members of this group
here. You don't
know
what you got, either.
And obvious...
I don't.
The council, yeah.
But what I'm worried is that he's not the only one. What if there are other members of the council?
They wouldn't even dare to try to attack again.
I don't know what
the hell. Yeah,
where did
we get,
John? I also got a chest of 1,400 gold.
I heard Jeremy got a music box.
Yeah, Jeremy, what did I get?
We got nothing.
What did we get? Anything?
Nope. We're going to the council.
You got to make wisecracks and see the comments.
Hold on. What did we get?
It's too late.
Well, everything that was to be found was found by these two.
Wow. I can't make any kind of, like, weaponry out of the guy's, like...
Nope.
Did I find the chest of gold, or did Bobby?
You did.
Okay.
You should use your lightning. They would have flown into it.
Well,
let's go to the council. Go.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to go to constable.
Are you council or constable?
Constable.
A little bold.
I mean, yeah, we need to stop by and say there was a horrific crime and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude turned into an insect.
We ate them.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We're not paying attention.
We ate the children. Yeah,
yeah, you and me both.
We handsomely credit
their asses. That's good, baby.
So you guys go to the constable?
Yes.
To the watchful sentinel? Yes, you get there. You see that the watchmen are all in arms. They're all, like, running around. They see you, and they're like, another child's gone missing.
What?
How?
We just ate the last one. We just ate the last one. I don't know how, but I went missing.
Right, I'm guessing that we relay to him the events that just occurred.
That's up to you guys.
We have to.
Do not tell him anything.
We were poisoned.
Poisoned by babies.
And come to find out, we were eating the babies.
Don't say that we were eating the babies. The guy served us babies. The guy served. We did not, like, ask, hey, do you have baby on the menu? No, the guy gave us food.
Filet of mignon, no. Baby,
we asked for lamb, not for that kind of baby. We asked for the lamb.
Yes. So anyway, we were fed babies.
We eat babies.
And it's
human.
We're fed that human. Esmond, he attacked us, so we had to defend ourselves.
He turned into a giant mutant zombie thing.
Yeah, he turned into an insect. An insect, sort
a
of.
Scorpion.
Thing. They were all insect scorpions.
And ones were zombies. Not what I expected to hear.
We didn't either.
Neither did we. We were there.
I showed up to my party and things got weird.
So we called the coroner's office.
Darn near killed her.
Clean up after the stuff. We require counsel with the council.
This is for the comic book later. Signed it, so we have it. Knows who actually did it, so we have a
yes. We need to convene an emergency meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
The constable's like, I can arrange for them to meet at the.
That was Esmond.
Can we need therapy for this guy too?
I'm fine.
We should at least have Bobby's wounds treated.
Yes, we have to bring Shy.
Yes, bring us your finest veterinarian.
Can we actually rest for the night then?
Are you doing an emergency meeting this evening or meet with him tomorrow?
Yes, can we do that while he goes and rests up?
Well, we could just do it in the morning and we can all rest up.
Yeah, we all need to rest.
Talk to him right now. Yeah, you guys aren't damaged.
I'm damaged. Half of my life points are
gone. I'm not going to attack you again.
All right, we're going to take a rest so the wimps can get better. Jesus. And then we'll go and talk to everybody afterwards.
Well, we'll take a short rest.
Well, you can take a short rest, right? You can take a short rest.
8 points of damage, so even a short rest is going to cure
me. Who's hurt? How much?
I got hit by 10.
I have 49 hit points out of 87 left.
Okay, can I cast Mass Cure Wounds on him?
You have 4?
I have 2.
There's 3.
Oh, nice.
And hold on, here's one more.
Oh, perfect. Hold that one
now, too. You're the worst roller in the world.
All right, everyone regains 23 hit points.
All right, so I'm at 72. It's not bad.
All right, council.
It has been right.
We're coming into this meeting heavy.
Yeah, heavy.
We're out of our party garb. All
right, you guys dress up in the time that they are
away.
Sending... basically messengers to all their homes for them to attend.
So you got a fancy suit. Good. I like the way it looked.
Make a spot check.
15. Wisdom, right?
No. 9.
10.
20 plus.
Plus wisdom?
Mm-hmm. And Chester, out of the corner of his eye, as you guys are watching, not really, like, really focused on the task at hand. You're angry. Kind of a little upset about what just happened. And out of the corner of his eye, you see a person walking down the street with a squirming bag over his shoulder.
That's the dude that stole the baby.
About bags like this big.
It's
and he's got a black
bad Santa.
A black cloak with a towel over his face, and you see him just kind of like down a street that you're passing. You just see him walk across the bottom of the street at a adjoining street.
Chester turns into a cheetah and attacks him.
Hawk.
You're gonna do Hawk?
Yeah.
Hawk. What about cheetah? You can run for
a
fast.
Cheetah in the streets. Fine. Form of a dog. A small dog? little. Like,
no, a big dog. You gotta
no.
You
no,
gotta
gosh,
push
I'm
him
tracking
turn
him.
Into a wolf. Oh yeah, you're right.
Fine.
Good idea. Good idea.
Form of a form of my dog Chester, the pit bull at home. Love you, buddy. Yeah, Chester
yeah,
the
yeah.
pit bull.
The dog doesn't know what you're saying. You can call it.
Molester. It knows what it.
You can call it Chester the molester. And
no,
still
Chester, Chester knows.
He's not watching.
He is.
He's watching right now. Right now. It's live.
I'm going to show him to this on YouTube. So,
yeah. Wow. Good idea. Dog and track.
This one with butters.
Yep. Dog and track. Guys, stay back a little bit. Try to keep your distance.
Okay.
Can I use... Wait a minute. Can I...
Yeah, sneak with me, man.
Tag team with him and do the... All right,
you have a speed. You have a speed of 50.
I'm
going to
do the stealth.
Good.
In dog form.
So in acrobatics.
Me and Shaw are going to stay back and kind of follow from a distance.
Well, can I use acrobatics?
Weren't we on our way to the council
rooftop?
Meeting, though?
Yes,
you
but
were.
This is the guy.
Huh?
So we're not going to the council
meeting. Well, eventually we will.
But can I? And I just start climbing the building next to him.
Give me a climb check.
Because I have a climber.
Climbing chip is like you got the little spikes on the front of your shoes that allow. Mm-hmm. You can do dexterity instead. You can like swing your way up there.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
Alright, it's not as graceful as you intended.
Well,
but
still,
he hops up a few, he kind of like does a Jackie Chan up the corner of a house and grabs the.
Jackie Chan's a man.
Yes, he is.
Grabs the, like, the rim of the roof and pulls himself up.
And I start running across rooftops. Like
he parkours.
Like
and the rest, the other two?
Alright, show of hands. Split up or stay together?
Ready?
Split
One,
up.
Two, no, three.
Wait. Who's for splitting up?
All right, I guess we're splitting
up. Who's staying together?
All right, we'll split up. Me and Brian will continue on to the council meeting, you guys.
We already split up anyways.
You fat bastard.
We're left your asses behind anyway. So what's the point? We'd already left. Here and off as a dog, I'm already climbing the building and running down the rooftops.
Brian has really good eyesight.
We already left you guys.
Yeah, I have good eyesight. I know where you guys are. I can see you running a rooftop a mile away.
Good, so that way while you're at the council meeting,
you can
keep watching.
He can just ask the Crystal Skull and it'll be like, hey, he's that way.
Yeah, Crystal Skull just tell you to go... murder Hutzel or
Remember,
something.
Remember, give those guys some shit. Intimidate the hell out of them. We got to find out some answers.
I do have intimidate as a class.
Listen, they were hiding this guy in the ranks. That's what I believe.
Mm.
I mean, there's no way that this evil Ikor, whatever the hell that we just fought, wasn't known.
Bug boy.
All right.
That's technical term.
Those guys continue on to the meeting.
All right.
You're running down. You see every once in a while the person kind of like glances over his shoulder, but he doesn't seem to really take any notice. And he's just heading down a few streets. He's kind of staying close to one side of the building, trying to keep himself under the shadows of the overhang.
Grab his ass, Mark, and just grab the bag.
Buy my crossbow.
Just pee on his leg and see if he'll drop the bag.
You're a pit bull. Just grab his ass and then Mark can just
bite him.
What is it?
Mark, you can swing in, grab the bag.
I'm gonna charge and try to dislodge. Actually, just
tackle.
Knock him over and try to
tackle him as a rabid dog.
Okay, roll.
Pretend to be a rabid dog.
You have advantage. Rolling. He doesn't see
Start
you coming
uncontrollably.
So two rolls. Take the higher. Yeah. A four.
Oh. Take the higher one on that.
Come
hopefully.
On.
17 plus.
Yeah.
Plus,
stuff.
Oh, it's strength, right?
Yes.
Well, let me see. Yeah, in dog form, your modifier to hit is a minus one. So you got 16.
16.
And that hits.
Okay, cool.
Now remember, you don't want to like...
Remember though, oh, 1d4 for damage.
Oh,
remember
thank
though,
God.
We don't want to like kill the guy. Because we want to make sure he gets to where he wants to go.
We
just want to kind of just... Him.
No, because he's not going to say anything. He's going to like kick a sign at Gapler or something.
All right, with Mark running along the rooftops, the dog kind of like is following. You know, he glances over, sees the dog in the street. It's just a wild dog. Basically, the dog just like sprints at him and leaps at him.
And screams,
you can feel your jaw sink into his arm, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and you come down to the ground. And there's no one standing there.
No bag, no nothing.
No, the bag should be there, right?
There's nothing.
He disappeared.
Scared it away. I told him.
But you can taste blood in your mouth.
So it's a human.
No. Or you something. Can taste blood, but does well, not something be human. Has blood. It's not human.
It's a human. At least alive.
Can I moonbeam the street?
You have to change out of dog form.
Change out of dog form. Moonbeam the street.
Moonbeam the street.
I just want to see everything. And if it's and if it's an evil force, this is radiant damage. It might be something that can cover.
Fair enough.
Outside.
Fair enough. All
right, you see this huge beam of light come down and hit the middle of the street. Make a spot check.
I dodge out of the way so I'm hidden so no one sees me.
Yeah. 20. Just throw it out
there. All right, you notice. Nice. You can notice the guy is crouched on a building, two buildings over from you on the rooftop, and he's kind of looking over the
teleporter.
The ridge, looking down with the bag.
He's a teleporter.
You're up there with him, Mark. Do something.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the opposite side of Bobby. So you have Mark on one building, you have Bobby in the street, and then the building on the other side, you see the guy, he's kind of like watching you to be like, because you just fucking turned into a person. And shot a huge moonbeam on this guy.
Jigs up, go.
Jigs up.
Yeah, we gotta go now. Shit. Oops. Tactics, yeah, okay.
Miles Carver, come on, Miles Carver.
Moon!
So it's like the movie Jumper or something?
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he just be hanging on a rooftop watching?
Was that the spell I had last? Remember, it was that freedom of movement? What was the thing I used to...
Dimension Door?
Dimension Door?
Yeah, it's no longer a druid spell.
Oh, so sad. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, using all right, the teleport.
For you guys, roll initiative.
Us or them?
No. Oh, them. We're having a meeting.
It's like a town council meetings all over again.
What do you got?
That's what I would be doing Miles. Tonight if I wasn't here.
Well, that.
I get out of it.
Oh, look at you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys are both very fast. What are you going to do?
Come on, guys. Come on.
I'm going to crossbow from across the road.
Well, I got to get up to where you are.
Like a crossbow, I'm gonna hit him.
You just
or he disappears.
Form of the Falcon.
Can I make a poison kit real quick?
Bat, brown bear, cat, deer, dog, fish, owl, horse, hawk, panther, snake, raven, tiger, toad, direwolf, weasel.
Big scary tigers.
Tiger is climbing a building.
Magic tigers.
A hawk and cast an entangle.
You can't cast well in the hawk.
But if you're in the air, can you see yourself cast a spell, flip back into the hawk again?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. You'd fall for a little bit. You free fall. You have to be really high.
However,
up there,
the panther
can climb.
Is a skilled climber.
Yes,
it actually has proficiency.
Panther. I didn't mean other panther.
Climbing.
Sex panther.
Yeah. Sex panther.
It worked last time when we fought the dragon. Let's go for it.
Not even said every time. It works all
the time.
All right. As like I said, this is the last time you can change before you get a short rest.
Gotcha.
You can just start running because it doesn't take an action if you're not casting a spell. So you can just turn it into
while there's a
make,
while
make an act
running. While he starts running,
we could be helping him right now.
If you were there, you could cast web.
I know, but guess
it's
what?
7 plus my dex, it's
we
9.
We are not.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's not. I should have. Your dex is 16.
I feel like it was putting up.
Oh, okay.
Well.
So
I
you got a 10.
I mean,
it wasn't
what
incredibly
am I
graceful.
Batman
it was like you took some leaps. Ground. You see the cat with his claws on the like roof panels, kind of like shimmying his body, and he's like scratching. You see a few tiles come off, but it gets onto the roof. It isn't graceful, but it gets the job done. What are you gonna do?
Crossbow.
You gonna shoot him?
Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna go for the arm that's holding the bag, so he drops the bag.
I'm pretty sure all attacks of force might just.
I'm across the street from him on a roof.
Okay.
I cannot run all the way over there.
That's fair.
Across the street, down building, across the street, up a building.
Gotcha.
All right, roll.
Some people aren't blessed the way
some
they
are. Some people are druid, and some people aren't.
Druids drive their cars
seven.
Like this.
Plus 7, 14.
Rogues drive their cars like this.
Like this. Why?
Who are these people?
Rogues drive their cars like this.
14. 14 doesn't do anything because it's not a good roll.
Not particularly. Let me check exactly. You fire the thing. You see it clatter across the rooftop next to him. And he kind of looks up towards your direction. And he winks and disappears.
God damn it.
Moonbeam it. Moonbeam it again. Further down the street.
Yeah, I better start doing spot checks.
moonbeam farmer down the street. Mm. He's just moved a couple houses down.
All right, it's his turn now, right?
Yep.
Well, what is he gonna do? You're the one that's in charge.
You don't see anything.
Moonbeam him down the street.
Is my turn again?
He's already gone so far. He's still up there.
He's not like. You can't. He's not gonna teleport far.
Yeah, he's didn't.
The first time I teleported two houses down, he's gonna teleport a little bit more down. He's like,
well, then do a spot check. You gotta see where he is.
Yeah, see where he is because he's not that far.
Bust out the,
can I spot check and moonbeam?
You can do both.
All right, so we'll moonbeam first, and then we'll spot check. I don't need to roll.
Moonbeam far down the street, like outside the moonbeam we already have.
Let me just double check here.
Just shift it.
So yep, we're good. All right. How's the weather?
You bring this
crazy, yeah. Right? Listen to these guys.
Spot check 14 plus, that would be wisdom, so that'd be 18.
All right, you don't see anything. What are you doing? Now there's two beams of light in the middle of this street.
But it moved farther down, though, right?
Well, yeah, they're not on top
of each
other.
It's like they're reenacting the fiddler
on
the
roof. But it's very interesting to just be walking down the street, see these light beams from the sky.
Can I use...
Are you just rolling for rolling's sake?
So we meet up on the street.
We have to.
All right, well, you guys meet. You arrive at the council chambers.
Finally.
You see a few guards. They nod and open the door as you're going to proceed in.
Yeah.
You walk in. You see that the council's formed. Kind of the six remaining members. They turn and look at you. It's like, what's the urgency? What happened?
One among you was a traitor. He attempted to kill us tonight in his halls during the festival.
And feed his children that were missing.
Yes, it would seem that he was a cannibal. An avid cannibal.
And tried to poison us.
He also was a cannibal?
He also mutated into some sort of strange magical creature.
That's a tall order to swallow at this late at night.
Skull says on the table.
You don't have to take my word for it. You can send a man over to investigate the scene. It was quite grisly.
You don't have to take my word for it. Here's a second opinion.
I'll take your word for it. Here's James Woods. Tell you more about it.
All right.
Hey, everybody. I'm James Woods.
I guess we'll look into it. I don't know where we go from here.
We don't know either.
We need to figure out who he was talking to, figure out who his accomplices were, and find out if there's anyone else amongst us who is a traitor.
Should we mention the figure that the other two are chasing?
No, let's keep that to ourselves for now.
Yeah, keep that.
I don't need to know where
he's like, I guess we'll organize the watch to search his house tomorrow.
The sooner the better. Yes.
This is disturbing. He was usually always the absolutely positive one of us.
No, we don't have tracking.
I never would have guessed that this was the case.
Has his behavior been odd or out of sorts as of late?
He seemed to be having an even better time than usual.
Of course he was. He was eating people.
He was being well fed.
Yes. Well, he was a creature of some sort, so probably feasted off of young
ones. There's definitely
young
black
ones.
Magic involved in this somehow.
We'll have to consult with Leon. It's the only mage that's left outside the city. Or left in the city outside the tower. See if he knows anything about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, whisper into you, you know, and kind of things like, we should probably talk to Liam ourselves as well.
Yes, we should, maybe before they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can tell them tomorrow.
All right, is there anything else we could do for you this evening?
At the moment?
Yes.
What do you suggest?
Search their friggin' homes, man.
It's the council, man. We can't just say, hey, we need to search your homes.
There's dissension here, and someone screwed up.
Well, we searched their homes after the meeting.
Oh, sure, when they blow up.
Well, if we search their homes without their knowledge, because if we want to search their homes, couldn't they hide something? If they are in on it, we need to do it on the DL.
Okay.
Like, now, I would anyway.
While we're telling them this, can I look to see if, like, you know, like one of them is reacting differently, like if, you know.
Oh, I can sense, like, a
sense motive or something?
Yeah,
sense.
Roll for it.
Should I roll?
Yeah, you roll too.
All right. 7.
I got an 8, and it's wisdom.
9.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking duds.
Yeah.
God damn.
No one seems particular, though, Baxter Shepherd, one of the council members, seems more angry than the others that there was a traitor among the mists.
Okay, either he's the only one who has no clue what's going on, or he does and he's pissed that it gets foiled. That would be my guess. My guess is he's pissed that it got foiled.
What do we know about Baxter?
What spells do you have?
So I guess if there's no further business, then we should seek out the resident magic user, and then I guess Baxter could be our first.
But we need to go
out.
Really talk to Leon.
Yeah, first. Leon.
First. Leon first, and then maybe search their houses after.
And we should definitely meet up with them.
Yes.
Find out what they know about the stranger with the magical Santa Claus-like abilities.
Okay. Do you guys meet on the street?
The same spot where we are?
Yeah.
They come to us?
Guys,
well,
you do yours.
Well, you guys meet first on their way
to
you. What is your...
We have no. I have no tracking stuff anymore. I used to have track.
How's the request? Did you catch them?
No, we're not there yet. You're not to us yet.
Well, we met up.
We attacked him. He missed. Then he went to the roof. Then we tried to find him again, and
he disappeared into a
guy just disappears. Yeah. He's still got that bag.
Do you have your detect magic? Can you detect some magic and see if there's any magic used?
Well, why would I detect magic right now?
Let's see if he's using magic to teleport.
Yeah, but how would I detect it right here?
If we're in the street where we were, the guy would disappear.
Yeah, they're at the point where they lost vision.
I thought these...
Wizard ever.
I thought you guys were in the road coming towards us. Because we.
Why would we come to you when you're where the reaction is? You're in the council with a bunch of losers.
All right.
With a bunch of corrupt fools. And
so
we're
we
out
met
trying
you guys
to save
where
the world.
You were and you lost them.
He lost them. He turned to a panther.
Oh, you threw him under the bus.
He turned to a sex panther and tried to get up there.
What a jerk.
99% of the time.
What a jerk.
All the time.
Throws you under the bus.
No, I shot an arrow and it hit the roof and it scared him away. He winked at me first.
All right, show me the detect magic.
I thought it was cute.
Please.
What about the blood in your mouth? Do you still have that?
Yeah.
You have Bobby turns to the side, gargles, and spits.
Wait a minute.
Here, I'll detect Do I have to roll for this? Do I have to roll for
Wait
this?
A minute. Wait a minute.
Your ability to perceive magic is phenomenally hard.
Wizard ever.
I noticed the grass grew a little bit today. It's magical.
Magical.
You are the WWE.
You're not able to determine anything important.
Why do we have the worst wizard ever?
Oh my god. I kicked ass last round, so shut up. You lost the guy.
You and your telekinesis.
You
the one thing you can't... What you're a magical
what did
being.
What the council say?
And you
did
can't detect magic.
Anything of importance?
They were all pretty much clueless. One of them seemed to be extremely upset at the news, so I don't know if he's putting on a front.
His name?
Baxter.
Baxter Shepherd.
Baxter.
Baxter, no, Baxter! I've known many shepherds.
They said that they were going to consult Liam, but I think that we should probably...
consult him first.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
go.
What
we
got to
go right now.
Yeah.
He stays at the same inn as you guys.
All right, go.
Back to the inn.
So you guys head to the inn.
Hear ye, hear ye!
You arrive, you see that the crowd is drunker than usual.
Good.
Some of them probably went to the celebration this evening.
That we missed, that was in our honor.
There's going to be no more of those celebrations anymore, guys.
Celebration.
Yeah, don't
you
eat
see,
the button.
You see Leon's talking with some of the townsfolk. He sees you and he waves you over.
Dude.
He's like...
Worst night.
Ever.
He's like, the celebration was great. What happened?
Well, first off, we went into this room with this other guy, Edmund Wright. He turned into a bug guy. He tried to kill us. He had him on his, like, hook leg... scorpion.
Yeah, what he said.
Tail thing. Got him in the shoulder. Hung up in the air.
Then babies there were eaten.
We killed the zombies. Ran off. Went to the council. These guys went to the council to tell them. We saw Bad Santa. We chased after Bad Santa. Bad Santa is a teleporter. He's like Nightcrawler. Poof, poof. There he goes. Couldn't find him. He turned into a panther. Couldn't do anything. I went to shoot an arrow. Hit the roof. Poof. Guy went away. Can't find him. Now we're here.
Oh. He also winked.
Yeah, you forgot that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget that. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Did you see him actually make any gestures, or did he just instinctively teleport?
He winked and then teleported.
He went
because
to bite
he
him.
Did it. Both times we saw him teleport, he
turned
winked.
Into a dog. Yeah. Tried to bite him. When he bit him, he teleported.
He winked both times.
Two houses down
so you
on
didn't
the
see him make any arcane gestures when he teleported.
No, because our wizard can't tell what arcane is. He doesn't know how to spell
it. I wasn't with you when it happened.
And he can't figure out what magic is.
All he did was wink.
Worst wizard ever.
Doesn't sound like a wizard practitioner. It seems like something with, like, an innately magical if he's not actually casting a spell.
Could it be a demon? Dun dun dun.
It's a demon. A
demon.
I'm kidding.
Exactly. I know. I'm
just maybe tieflings?
One of the there's two other townsfolk he was talking about the celebration. They're kind of overhearing. They were drinking with Liam. One of them's like whispers something to the other one, and the other guy just shakes his head and he's like, "That's stupid."
What the fuck you say?
The other guy.
I'm
points
never saving you again.
The other guy points for you guys to pull up chairs and he pours you some ale. He's
round
like,
of ale's on me.
He's like, there used to be a legend that my grandfather used to tell me.
Things are happening.
That, you know, the parents always referred to as the boogeyman.
Oh, the boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
Every 77 years, they supposedly he'd come Mr. out boogeyman. Of hibernation, would steal a dozen or so children, and then no one would ever hear of him again.
They call
I always
him
thought it was
Mr.
a legend,
boogeyman.
But the legend is that, you know, if your children were bad and they didn't go to sleep, the boogeyman would just come out from underneath your bed or your closet, take a sack, and the kid would just disappear.
So 77 years ago, the same thing sort of happened.
I don't know to the I'm only like 20 something. But
to the archives.
No sleep.
Oh.
Well, to the microfiche.
I never really thought. I thought it was just a tale that, you know, parents told their children to make them go to sleep when they wanted them to.
Well,
I'd love the microfiche.
Well, I'm hoping that we also relate to Liam like the events at the castle. Like, you know, is it magic he's heard of before or familiar with? I mean, the guy is metamorphosed into like a giant scorpion with four flaming zombies, so.
This is not something I've ever seen.
Neither have we.
Neither have we.
It's all news to us.
Well, I asked them what they know about Baxter. If they know if there's like any rumors
why,
about
him. Why Baxter? Why?
Baxter seems like a good guy. He actually used to visit the White Tower quite often. He was friends with basically the head of the White Tower, Philosopher Reginald.
Talion for the truth call.
Maybe.
Lee, anything you have to say about this guy, Baxter?
He was always pretty nice when I saw him when he came to the tower. He seems the most socially active of the counselors from my standpoint.
Oh,
but then again, I used to never leave the tower.
Well,
nearly as much.
Here's my thought: we sleep, we get our stuff back, and then we go and talk to this Baxter guy. Either he's another traitor, or he may have information that we need to know either about.
If anyone knows anything that's going to be truthful with us, it's going to be him.
Probably.
Good old Bad Santa.
Either about the attack at the castle, the disappearance of the tower, the freaking weird Bad Santa guy. I don't know.
Is Leon, the Mr. Mage there, can he join us in the morning, Leon Taft? Or does he have something else that he's got to boogie on with?
Not particularly. What was your...
Well, I would like him to meet up with the Baxter guy.
Your introductor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
meet you in the morning.
Cool.
So you guys rest?
Yeah.
All right, choose what spells you want to next time.
Yes. Rest. Rest sounds really good right now. Well, I tell you, thank you very much for listening to Dungenetics. We can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com, Dungenetics on Twitter, Dungenetics on Instagram. And really, if you just do a search for Dungenetics on iTunes or Podbean, you should find us. A couple things I want to mention. The people at freesounds.org help provide a lot of the amazing sound effects you hear, including the following downloads. Kinnotot, the Sword of Kings 12.5. I.E. D-Labs, Marty Pinso, Clara Capiterno, Samulinus, Heiken Freak, Drit, Andrew 1280, Kamawa 02, Northern 87, Dr. Maesta Luffy. Guys, now you could make these names a little bit easier for me. Like this one. The sounds you're hearing are The wonderful sounds of Games Brown. He does our music too. He can be reached at Bandcamp, and please, buy his shit, will ya? Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Hear us again in another 2 weeks, and remember, no matter what monument you tear down, the ideology will still live on. Sure, the optics aren't there, but you need to make that change on the inside. Good night.